Before we go into today's incredible podcast, I have a quick public service announcement, especially if you have a child under 10. VFriends is happy to announce right now, our new book is available for pre-sale, coming out this July, the first VFriends book called Meet Me in the Middle, with the VFriends characters, the Patient Pig and the Eager Eagle starring, is available. Please go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, or your favorite bookstore and search right now on the internet, Meet Me in the Middle, VFriends, and you'll be able to find it. GaryVee.com, GaryVee.com/Meet Me in the Middle. Go check that out right now. We will send you for your ability to pre-order the best kids book of the year, according to Tamara Vaynerchuk, my mom. We've been obviously flirting this for a long time, and I hope you all check it out. And really, genuinely, I think a lot of kids need to learn the middle. Balance is very hard in today's world, and this book, I think, will put a lot of your youngsters on the right path of trying to find their balance between being eager and ambitious and trying to make things happen, but also learning the virtues of patience. And on the flip side, maybe giving a little boost to some of your youngers as they fall in love with the eager eagle and start pushing to new heights. And so, one last time, GaryVee.com/meet me in the middle. And by the way, if you pre-order, please tweet me at GaryVee and tell me you have and show me a picture of you clicking the button or something. Anyway, here's the podcast. Thank you. We're excited.
Attention is the number one asset.
Right, Gary, I'm going to be very unapologetic and take somebody's time.
No worries.
2019, Wednesday the 20th, do you know what you was doing?
I do not.
You was in Birmingham and you spoke and I was there and you told me to jump on TikTok. I uploaded that day and now it's my full-time job. So I just want to say thank you, appreciate you. And now I want to say, can I get you on a piece of content?
100%.
Okay, cool. So how's your general knowledge?
My overall general knowledge?
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah?
I'm very deep in stuff. I would say I'm solid in general knowledge.
Okay, cool. So I've got two questions for you.
Yes.
Firstly, how's your geography?
Geography?
Yeah.
Solid.
Right, we're in the UK, so how many countries are there in the UK?
Four?
What, four? Can you name them?
Scotland, Wales, England.
Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland. All right, you got half of the comment. All right, last one. Yeah, yeah, it was for you. Last one. Just repeat after me. Red.
Red.
Blue.
Blue.
Yellow.
Yellow.
What color's the grass?
Green.
I've already got Gary Vee and I've already ticked him. No, you got it wrong.
I believe you.
Yeah, no, you got it wrong. Repeat after me. Red.
Red.
Blue.
Blue.
Yellow.
Yellow.
What color's the grass?
What color's the grass?
There we go. There we go. Thank you, Gary.
Cheers.
I appreciate you.
Stay well.
Love.
It's really refreshing hearing you not swear.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
Can I take a picture?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it's going to be two of us. Little two price of one.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course. Take care of yourself.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Cheers.
I really like what you were saying about kids and losing. They have to look the same.
They have to lose. We've completely missed this one. It's we're teaching them that losing's bad, then they become scared of it.
I mean,
and then they can't. It's so, I'm so empathetic to why we got there. It was well intended, but it has destroyed them. And I don't use that word lightly. It has destroyed so many people in their late teens and early 20s in the world are just not in a great place because they think making a mistake or losing or failure is like death.
And life is hard. You've got to get used to
it. It's true.
I used to get the slipper.
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course.
I lived in Ibiza when I was 20, so you know.
Yes, I know.
I didn't know who you were before, but I'm really inspired.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
You too.
Take care.
What do you look for in, can I just ask the wrong question? What you said about entrepreneurs.
Yes.
When you're an angel, what do you look for in them?
No, I just take the meeting, you know, and I listen to their logic and I ask them questions. Because I am one, it's not very complicated for me to understand it. Mm-hmm. It's like all of us. Whatever you really are, it's not hard for you to know your own. And so because I'm such an entrepreneur, if I spend 45 minutes and listen to you say, this is my business, I'm going to have a good sense.
Yeah.
I used to
spend too much time paying attention to the idea.
Yeah.
Now I'm spending more time if your ability, it's kind of like the jockey and the horse.
Yeah.
I should spend too much time on the horse. I need to know if you know how to ride them.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
Do you want to ask a question?
Please.
So I run a small business community, so helping more people come together, feel less lonely and less isolated. And I'm finding that a lot of people say they want to feel more connected and don't actually do the connecting.
Yes.
And they don't take the opportunities. Any advice to get them more engaged?
So in that scenario, I would go to the people that directly one-on-one that didn't show up and actually have a 20-minute conversation with them on why, and then take the feedback of 30 or 40 people and see if you could find the insight. I believe it's because most people are either one of two things. One, they say it, but they don't mean it. Like the world is filled with that. Two, they feel like they don't have time for it because they're so day to day in their small business. They want to come and network, but they think if they're out of their business for an hour, that it's a problem. So they're either stuck micromanaging or they don't actually have the energy, the spirit, or the intent. By telling you that they want to, they feel they accomplished it. You know, like writing something on a vision board means nothing unless you do something about it.
Absolutely.
So, but the world has gotten very comfortable that by saying something or typing something that they've actually accomplished something. When that is very not true. So they'll tell you, you know?
Yeah.
And then they feel like they did it without actually doing it.
Yeah.
So it's one of those two.
That's when you help.
Cheers.
Can I have a quick picture?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
In 2014, learned what you said.
Yes.
Repeated it in an English accent. People paid me. And now I am where I am.
That's amazing.
Do you remember John Caldwell, the billionaire?
Yes, yes.
I set that up.
I remember
that. He didn't go with you in the
end. Yeah, no worries.
That was in a D-Rock day.
Yes. Cheers.
You know what they're like. They don't get content.
I understand. Like, let me do this.
Thank you. Thanks, James. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No worries at all.
Cheers, man.
Good to see you. Cheers.
Thank you.
Keep it up. Stay well.
Hi. We can do both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a two for one. You both work at NatWest in the marketing team, so we were like, we always love your content.
Thank you so much.
We just wanted to like try and,
And it's so funny that when you talk about like people who want to get out of their job. I work in the bank.
Yeah,
but it's like, how do you like differentiate vision from like strategy from the frivolous and determine what is the best path?
For yourself and what you should do?
Yeah, it's like hard to know. It's like there's so many things you can do out there, right? It's like...
I think it's a great question. I think too many people chase the thing that they'll make the most, that they think will make the most money.
Yeah.
And I always say, chase the thing that you like the most because then you'll work on it the most because you like it, which in the end actually gets you to the money.
Yeah.
So that's the mistake people make. They're trying to find the right trend or the right idea. Meanwhile, they go thrifting every weekend, and they could make $1 million a year thrifting and flipping on the internet.
Yeah. So all the side hustles these days, there's so many out there.
There's so many.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I wish
Great
you well.
You.
Great meeting you.
Just for advice, it's insurance, like more like a boring thing people don't want to talk about it or want to hear about it. What kind of advice would you give to put a message out there?
If it's a topic that's more boring?
Yeah, like insurance
business. Make it more about you. Make it more about the education. People are bored, to your point about insurance, until they need insurance. And so if you're consistent, then you're there. And all you have to do is give good information, and give stories. Tell stories of things that people did well and not well, and you become valuable.
Okay. Right? Thank you very much.
How are you?
I'm good. Well, the first thing that you do is take a phone.
Yes.
What's the second?
So, to the question you're really asking, the thing that I really do, and it may be sometimes it's even before I grab the phone, it may be before I brush my teeth, but pretty quickly, every morning, and actually often after I grab my phone, when I grab my phone and nothing bad happened to anybody that I love, I really genuinely say to myself, thank God. Like I pretty much on a daily basis have a single gratitude moment for it being another day where the things that I most fear didn't happen, you know?
I love that.
I think we It blows me away how much energy and time everyone here spends on what they don't have, what they want, what they need, and they don't take the time to be grateful for what they actually have. There are 845 million people right this second that don't have access to clean water.
But we're conditioned not to have gratitude. Most people find it very hard to have gratitude.
Yeah, it's gratitude is absolutely my fuel. I'm just grateful. So to the other, to like where I think you were going with the question, the one thing that I do that might be a little unique, it's like just having one gratitude moment, like, okay, just like, you know, like I got a lot of headaches and things, but like, thank God this, you know? Cheers.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Sorry.
Oh, butter. Yes.
Because I got one from Mr. Nelson.
Hey Gary, how's it going?
How are
right,
you?
Quick
good
question.
Yes.
I built my business based on two, I think, big passions of yours, employees and marketing.
Yes.
It's a recruitment marketing agency.
Good for you.
I'm really facing like trouble. People just believing in the power of recruitment marketing and employer branding and to attract talent directly. Like,
why
do you think that is? Like, I've tried to ask them, like, it's strange, right? It should work on paper.
Who are you trying to sell that to or convince or storytell to?
Ambitious SMEs, so founders of ambitious firms. I don't know whether it's just
You might just be going to too small a firm where they can't get over the financial hurdle.
Sure.
You might just want to level up a hair higher.
And CEOs, talking to CEOs, the owners of the business.
Well, there's a big gap between a big CEO and like just bigger SMEs.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking to HR teams. I think it's probably like right up that level. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you. Further. Have a good trip.
Stay well. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much.
You got it, brother.
Can I ask one question? I don't take too much time. I know you spoke about accountability for our generation.
Yes.
But you're also big on taking risks when you're young.
100%.
So I'm in my final year of uni trying to build a business on the side. And I'm just curious. I feel like I don't have a complete sense of direction right now because I'm big to step up.
Of course,
you're
a kid.
That's fine. But I'm just wondering what your message is to people my age, right? Is it to take risks and go wild?
100%.
Okay.
Because you can do absolutely nothing right for the next 8 years.
Yeah.
And be so fucking young and have plenty of time to live a normal life that you have to take them. Accountability has nothing to do with taking risks. Accountability is after you took the risks and you failed, not to blame your parents, not to blame me, not to blame the world, to blame yourself.
The learning that comes from
correct.
Right.
Got it?
Thank you.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Hey, guys, we have like 1 minute, so can we just rush the photos for him?
Thanks so much.
You got it.
Sorry, I forgot to ask. Well, I wanted to ask you a question. It's quite straightforward, I think. To be authentic self or play the game or both and why?
To play your authentic self is the actual game.
Okay.
The game is a short-term win.
Okay.
Authentic self is the long-term win. It's a tortoise and the hare.
I agree. That's great. Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you,
Gary. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good to see you. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.